You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Representative Robert Martwick, who is riding sidecar tonight. I was asking him for some phone numbers for our pretty late wake-up call, and then I realized that we should just call our friend. We'll mention it when we make that call just a little bit. I am a sucker for protection plans. I don't know why. And I always see these things like, you know, you shouldn't buy the protection.
Really?
I am. I like on my cell phone, on my DirecTV. I think early on they would just replace like the receiver, and you know, without any questions, they would just send out a new one every time. I'd say this one's burned out, no problem, and we get like the DVR, like the high, we could always get a nicer, newer one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that would happen even if I didn't have the protection plan. Do you never get the protection plans?
No, I mean I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but I'm an Apple guy, so I always get whatever, you know, their little thing that they offer, their Apple Care, but that's a bigger package. It's a warrant. It's really more of like an extended warranty, I guess.
Have you ever had the need to use that? Because I always get that as well.
No.
No.
Never once.
But as soon as we don't use it,
no,
we don't sign up for it.
But, you know, the thing that I don't like about protection plans is these third-party ones.
Yeah.
Because they make you jump through so many hoops to actually claim anything. And the reason I don't ever buy a protection plan, and this is just me personally, my experience was that when I did need it, it was so hard to claim it, you just gave up and you're like, well, that was a waste. Why did I even bother with that?
Right. So. Right, because, well, there's a lawsuit that's being filed by the Washington State Attorney General's office against Comcast. And they say that that they allege that there have been 1.8 million violations of their Consumer Protection Act. And they say that it's a complete overstatement of what the services provide. For $5 a month, you know, customers are told they don't have to pay for service calls if and when there is a problem with their Comcast. And they say that it's supposed to be comprehensive coverage, but it only covers a narrow scope of repairs. So, like, for example, it says that they cover all inside wiring, but does not include wiring inside the walls. So inside wiring, but not inside the walls, that seems like that would make me crazy on a call with, you know, with somebody whose job it is to not necessarily be, they're a representative, and you start yelling at them, but they're not the ones that created the plan, but they feel like the gatekeeper to access the service. We have Linda on the line who has a thought on this. Hey, Linda, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. A week ago last Saturday, my air conditioner went out on me. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get anybody to come out, so I thought, oh, heck, I'm going to go ahead and call Sears. And I called, and the lady checked for me. My son had bought me this air conditioner as a Christmas present back in 2012. And she looked it up, and she says, oh, he bought the extended warranties for this. And I said, he did. She says, yes. She said, don't let anybody touch it. We'll send our repairman out. I don't have to pay for the service for him coming out, mm-hmm. which is like $100-something. And then if they can't fix it, what they're going to do is give me like a depreciation on it, and they'll give me so much back for me to buy a new air conditioner.
Wow.
And I says, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's
because I'm a senior and I'm on Social Security and I can't afford this.
Yeah, no kidding. That sounds like a good plan.
And that was something that I says, gee, I have it on my washer that I had bought, a new washer, but I hadn't even thought about it. But I did buy one time on the car. I renewed as they, you know, it ends, and it was like $375 for 3 years.
Right.
And I figured, my husband says, oh, you're nuts, you're nuts. And I says, no, I'm going to get it. What happened, it wasn't even 8 months later, something went wrong with the car, and it was over $700 to get fixed. What I had was a $50 deductible, and then there's some things they don't cover, but I only ended up paying like $110.
You're right about that. I remember with I had a Honda CR-V that I bought in 2001, and I had like that coverage, and I extended it, and then something started going. When things started going wrong, I would take it to Honda, and they would take care of it. You know, it was.
Yeah, and sometimes we look out, and we use more than what we paid. And then there's times that nothing goes wrong, but sometimes it's better to have it and not use it than to need it. And not have it.
See, I don't know.
There you go. The big question on any insurance, really. And you know, people have this question with life insurance. Should you spend money on life insurance or should you just save it up, right? And you know, I think that the moral of the story here is that clearly if you buy a product from a well-known company that has a history of good customer service, like a Sears or a Honda, you're probably going to get really good value for that. But these third-party contracts, you know, and I personally have been in situations where someone has said, you know, you get the teenager salesman at one of these stores and says, oh, you should get the extended thing on this or the extra coverage. Anything happens at all, anything. I mean, you whip it against the wall and you bring it in, we'll replace it 100%, no questions asked. And then, you know, you get something wrong with it, you bring it in and they're like, oh, that's not covered.
That's one thing.
I thought everything was covered. Well, yeah, not that.
Right. It's the ones that make you jump through the hoop. Well, Linda, I'm so glad that worked out for you in both cases. Have a great night.
You too. Take care and enjoy your program.
Oh, thank you. Look forward to talking to you again. And the other one are the rental policies too. When you get a rental car, it depends on if I have, because here's what I did. I was regularly getting the coverage, right? And just like the minimum. And then I was going to Indianapolis and it was on my own dime. I had been traveling for a couple of years with a comedy tour. So because I submitted the payments, I would just get the coverage. So I don't have to worry about it. And I felt very stress-free. And then so that when I was picking up the bill, as soon as I was on the highway, this huge rock smacks into the windshield and cracks it. And for the rest of the week, before I came back to Chicago, I was so stressed out about whether or not I was going to have to pay for this window. And, you know, was I going to go through my credit card? Was I going to go through my own insurance company? So when I was in Indianapolis, I had someone come out and fill it for like $50. And when I returned it to the rental agency, they never knew. But I still feel guilty about like not telling them that this windshield had suffered some damage. I know.
Yeah, you fixed it. It's a windshield.
I know.
But I mean, as far as I know, that is really one of those things that most people, the only people who need to buy insurance are people who don't actually own a car.
Uh-huh.
If you have an insurance policy, chances are your insurance policy will cover you when you rent a car.
I'm not good with chances are.
Well, but it's pretty simple. You just ask your insurance agent. You call them up. If you have insurance on a car, you call them up and say, am I covered if I rent a car? Because usually you're not only covered through your insurance policy that you're paying for, you're covered usually by the credit card and so then you're paying for three times something that you're only going to use once, one way or the other. And why?
I know. And I've done it before. I don't, yeah. It does seem like I opened the window, just threw money out of it.
Yeah.
And just
pretty much.
Yeah. And I go into that Radio Shack in our neighborhood. I used to work at that Radio Shack in the Gladstone Plaza there by Ellie's and by the American Science Surplus Store. What a great store, by the way.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Have we ever talked about this store?
No.
That you can get anything in that.
Yes.
It is such a treasure trove on the northwest side of Chicago.
It is. It is geek heaven there. I love it. And I got my first telescope there when I was a kid.
The one that when it was backed out on the castle.
Northwest Highway. Yeah. Yes.
And Northwest Highway and Nagel, because I used to ride my bike there and buy beakers and all kinds of stuff. So you got your first telescope there?
I did. And I'm planning on getting another telescope.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, well, some nice summer skies. I love – that's the one thing is when I go to the suburbs and I get farther away from the city is how much better the sky does. I mean, we're not too bad on the northwest side, but you get out there and it's
– Oh, yeah. You get up to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I
was in high school. I like to tell people this. I was the only person who was both a member of the wrestling team and the astronomy club.
How did that go over with your teammates?
You know,
are they putting pocket protectors in your onesie? What's it called?
Yeah. My onesie.
What do they call
a singlet?
That's what I thought. Yeah. I've heard it both ways. And Rose was like, did you just call his singlet a onesie? I didn't call it a unitard. It's a singlet. Yeah, I was going to say, Esmeralda, we were talking about you the other night. I was at North Avenue Beach for the lifeguard reunion party, and I was talking about the first time I ever saw the moon come out of the lake, that harvest moon, and it was so big I almost fell out of my boat because I'd never seen it so close. But you had told us tonight, I was telling them that you felt like the moon was chasing you when you're on your bike.
Yeah, no, it was so large, and I had seen it earlier, too, on the skyline, and it looked like it just plopped down on the beach.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was imagining. because it just, it hid beneath, or
the water
behind the buildings. And I'm just like, it's probably sitting on the beach right now. That's how large it looked.
It's just chilling.
Yeah.
Love that.
I can't wait for that. That's later in August. That full moon is just spectacular. I think they call it the harvest moon. It's really beautiful. But the American Science Surplus Store is, now they have like two locations. I think there's one where we live and there's one out in the suburbs or like their warehouse. But you can, the strangest things you can go buy.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever we're like, hey, do you know where I can get I needed to get something for my mom, just needs to strengthen her grip. You know, she was, and I wanted to get like a stress toy or something.
Right.
And I thought maybe they would have stress balls there, but they had, it was a banana. So my mom has this like a gel banana, and she's like, you can do it for both hands. Like, this looks a little awkward. This is a little strange. My mom, by the way, listens to the show. She's so funny because she'll like tell me my husband too, they'll catch up with what's going on in my life by listening to the show. But one of the things I'm getting in trouble with is Griffin will hear the podcast and be like, I'll wake up to him going, I too can't open the front door to save my life. I was talking about changing the front lock. So I did do that, Esmeralda, where I gave him the key and was like, come on, open it. And he pretended like he couldn't, and he easily opened the front door. Because we have a warped lock, you know, over time with moisture, and it starts to, you know exactly how it's got to be like pushed down and then pull to the left and then turn it. And he's got it. I felt bad. He's starting high school.
Is he really?
Yeah, well, as a seventh grader, he's doing one of those academic centers.
Okay, great.
So we're very excited. And a little, it's so weird. I know. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
He's following those polling maps a little too closely. We are going to do our last call right after this. And I think we should call a friend of the show and see if maybe, I don't think he's a night owl, do you? Do you think our friend is a...
I think we're going to find out.
I guess. You know who answered? Who answered when I was at Lula? Who answered recently? Oh, Treasurer Frericks answered the phone.
Treasurer Frericks really? Just answered recently.
That threw us off. We were all, because he was at the DNC last week.
Oh, yeah.
So we were calling some of the people that were there, and that threw us off. And then he gave us information about how to claim our missing funds. It was informative. More after this on 720 WGN.